Was that not a beautiful message this morning? Amen. That was beautiful. And I thank God for Tammy. She's the yin and I'm the yang. That's the way I look at me and her. Amen. I think we kind of balance each other out. But I want to thank God for my salvation. I thank God for my family. I thank God for my children. It is truly a blessing to be a mother. I have three children. My oldest is 21, my son Alex. Then I have my daughter, Bianca. She just turned 15. And then our little Elias, he's going to be 5. Amen. So I thank God for them. And I also thank God for all of you, amen, because you're my spiritual children. And I thank God for you and for all the mothers. Happy Mother's Day this day. And I pray that you're encouraged, amen, and that you're blessed. I'm going to kind of have to go fast here because of time. But in Exodus chapter 2, verse 1 through 10, I'm going to read opening scripture here. And if you're taking notes, the title of my message this morning is Let It Go and Let God. Amen. Let it go and let God. In Exodus chapter 2, verse 1 through 10, it reads, Now Amram, a man of the house of Levi, the priestly tribe, went and took as his wife Jochebed, a daughter of Levi. And the woman became pregnant and bore a son. And when she saw that he was special, exceedingly beautiful, she hid him for 3 months. And when she could no longer hide him, she took him an ark or basket made of bulrushes or papyrus, making it watertight by daubing it with bitumen and pitch. Then she put the child in it and laid him among the rushes by the brink of the river Nile. And his sister Miriam stood some distance away to learn what would be done to him. Now the daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the river, and her maidens walked along the bank. She saw the ark among the rushes and sent her maid to fetch it. When she opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the baby cried. She took pity on him and said, This is one of the Hebrew children. Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, Shall I go and call a nurse? And should I go and call a nurse? And the girl called the child's mother. The Pharaoh daughter said to her, Take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give you your wages. So the woman took the child and nursed it. And when the child grew, and she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she called him Moses, for she said, Because I drew him out of the water. Amen. And this morning, we're going to be looking at Jochebed. Amen. And that's going to be the meaning of my message this morning. Amen. So let's open up in a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you for this day. I thank you, Lord, for every person represented here this morning, God. And I pray, God, that you speak through me, God. And God, that you would, Father God, just open the hearts of your people this morning. And whatever you want to do this morning, that you would just have your way, Lord. We just thank you, God. I pray for your anointing, God. Cover your people. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So this morning, Jochebed, amen, is the woman, amen, of the Bible that I'm going to be using for my message this morning. And her name, Jochebed, means the glory of the Lord. Jochebed was a woman, and she was a mother, and she trusted in God, amen, who by faith, she was able to let go and let God be in control, amen. She didn't allow fear, amen. She didn't allow anxiety. She didn't allow worry, amen, to keep her back, amen, for what God wanted to do, not only in her life, but in her son Moses, amen. Moses was a great man, amen. If we read, you know, in the rest of Exodus, amen, that, you know, he led the people, amen, the Israelites, amen, out of Egypt. And God used him in a mighty and powerful way. This mother was not important in the world's eyes. She was not well known, but she was important to God. And I want to let you know this morning that you are important to God. Amen. God wants to do something special in your life. He wants to do something special in your children. Amen. And we cannot allow, amen, fear. And we cannot allow worry. And we cannot allow anxiety to hold us back from what God wants for us. How many can I hear us say amen? She stepped out and she trusted God despite what was taking place around her. Now, if you turn to Hebrews 11, verse 23, it says, By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born because they saw that he was no ordinary child and they were not afraid of the king's command. In Exodus chapter 1, it says that there was a new king and that that he was trying to gain power, and he noticed that the Israelites, that they were multiplying, that these women were bearing children, and he gave a command, and he told, amen, the midwives, that whenever a boy was born, whenever a baby boy was born, to kill it, to let all the girls live, amen. And this mother, amen, this father, they had faith that the Lord was going to take care of them through all this, amen. This mother's faith, amen, did not cause her to retreat, but it caused her to act, amen. And that's how we need to be when in circumstances like Sister Tammy, you know, she was going through that. She didn't retreat. She acted, amen. She had faith in God, even though it was tested. She passed the test, and we're all going to be tested. Jochebed was tested, amen. She was tested, but she passed the test. She was able to let go. How many of us, amen, to know that I was going to let go of one of my children, that would be like the hardest thing for me to do, to let go of one of my children. But she knew that there was something special about this baby, amen. And if she would have kept this baby, something would have taken place in his life, amen. He would have died. So she had to let him go. And a lot of times, amen, we're holding on to things. Amen, we're holding on to things, and we don't want to let it go. But today I'm telling you, let go, amen, and let God take control, amen. Let God be in control, amen. A lot of times we're so used to holding on to things, and we're so comfortable. But God's saying today, let go, amen, of that worry. Let go of that anxiety. I want to be in control. See, when we're in control, things don't work. How many can say amen this morning? And a lot of times we want to be in control, but if we truly want change in our life, if we want to see our kids grow in the things of God, we need to let go, amen? We need to let go of some things in our life, even though it may be hard. I mean, my son Alex, he's 22 now, but I came from a broken relationship. His dad was using drugs. I was using drugs. But I just remember that, you know, one of us here needs to change. And I just remember going to church. I remember that I just wanted change in my life. And I left him. I left him, amen. I had to let go of him. If I wanted change in my life, I had to let go of that lifestyle. If I wanted to see my son become something, not become a gang member, amen. Not seeing him smoking weed, because I know that if I would have stayed with his dad, that's what would become of him. I had to let go, amen, of the lifestyle that I was living. And I thank God that God grabbed a hold of my life. I thank God that God did something in my life, because today my son is, you know, he's an awesome kid, an awesome young man. And I know that if I would have stayed, amen, that way, and I wouldn't have let go, amen, he wouldn't be the young man that he is today. Amen. So this mother's faith caused her to act, not to retreat. If this baby had a chance of survival, she had to act, not wait. And sometimes, amen, we want to wait. We want to see what's going to happen. But God's saying, step out. Step out. Amen. Have faith in me. Trust in me. You're waiting for things to happen, but it ain't going to happen because you're not moving. You're not acting. Amen. And that's the way we need to be. Amen. We need to be men and women, mothers, amen, that act and not retreat. She didn't allow fear to grip her, but she used that fear to ignite her. She used that fear, amen, to ignite her. And how many times do we allow fear to keep us from what God is calling us to do? How many of us keep fear, amen, allow fear? Coming up here, I was nervous, amen? But I'm not going to allow, amen, the enemy. I'm not going to allow my mind and my thoughts to keep me from the will of God, from what God has called me to do. I'm not a polished speaker. I look at Tammy, I was like, wow, you know, that was beautiful. Every word was precise. Amen. She had it down. And I was like, oh, God, you gotta do something, God. You gotta do something. Amen. I was like, oh, I'm not like Tammy. Again, she's the yin, I'm the yang. But amen. But sometimes we allow fear to keep us from what God is calling us to do. This mother, Jochebed, amen, she didn't allow fear, amen, to dictate what she was going to do. She stepped out in faith. She's like, you know what? This child is special. I'm going to let him go because God has something greater for his life, amen? God's going to do something greater than what I can do, amen? And I want to let you know this morning that maybe you have children this morning that are not saved, amen? Maybe you have a wife, amen, that is not saved, a husband. I want to let you know that let go of them. Give them to God, amen? Give them to God. Place them in God's hands, amen? Because when we try to take control, it doesn't work, but we got to put them, amen, in God's hands. Number one, the first point is letting go and trusting God. We need to let go and trust God. We can't depend on our wisdom and our own understanding. Remember, God always sees the big picture. Like with Tammy, God seen the big picture. God was doing something. God was not only testing her faith, but he was building her. Amen? He was making her a stronger woman. And we need to know that. Amen? That we need to remember that God always sees a big picture. No matter what we're going through, God sees a big picture. Even though we may not know what's going on or what's taking place, God sees a big picture. He will always guide us, and he will always direct us, and he will give us peace, especially when we do it God's way and not our way. How many can say amen? When you step out and you do it God's way, man, God gets all the honor and all the glory, amen? And he's able to guide us and direct us, amen? But we can't do it our way. He knows all, and he sees all, and his plans are good for us. His plans are good for us. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 through 6, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight." In Jeremiah 29:11, it says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and to give you hope." Amen? My second point is letting go of control and letting God lead. Letting go of control and letting God lead. How do we let go and how do we let God? You need to submit to God. You need to surrender. Amen? Surrender is not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength. And that's the kind of people that we need to be. We need to be people that surrender to God, not run away from God. How many can say amen this morning? Boy, I'm going so fast, I can't even speak this morning. Amen? So we need to submit to God. Surrender. Amen? Surrender to God. Stop running away from what God is calling you to do. Because each and every one of you that are sitting here, God has something for you to do. God has a plan for you. God has a plan for you, just like he had a plan for my life. Amen? I never knew what God wanted to do in my life. I never thought I would be a pastor's wife. I don't even have an education. I have an eighth grade education. But we know that God's plan is bigger than us. Amen? He's bigger than us. And I always tell people, I'm no better than you. If God can move in my life, if God can bless me, he can do it for you as well. I'm nobody special. Amen? God loves all of us. But we need to submit to God. We need to surrender to God. We can't keep surrendering to our fear. We can't keep surrendering, amen, to the anxiety in our life. We can't keep surrendering, amen, to those thoughts that try to bring us down. Tell the enemy to get lost because he's under your feet, amen? Choose to think about positive things. A lot of times we're thinking so negative. We're so negative, amen? So instead of, amen, negative, amen, think positive, because if not, those negative things are going to weigh you down. Amen. Fix your eyes on God. Fix your eyes on God. Let go and let God lead you in every area of your life. Amen. Let go and let God. Again, like I said again, we want to hold on to things. We want to do it our way. You know that commercial Burger King says that have it your way? Amen. In Christ, it's not about having it our way. It's about doing it God's way. Amen. In James chapter 4, verse 7, it reads, "Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." In Romans chapter 8, verse 28, it reads, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for the good, for those who are called according to his purpose." And in Luke chapter 1, verse 37, it says, "For nothing is impossible for God." Nothing. I don't care what's taking place in your life right now. Amen. Nothing is impossible for God. God is ready to do what you cannot do today. God's ready to do what you cannot do today. And there's a lot of things I can't do. But if I allow God in, I know he's going to do it through me. Amen? Trust in him, amen, with your actions. Because how many know that actions speak louder than our words? We need to be people that our actions speak louder than our words. You know, we can be all talk. Amen. But if you ain't walking the walk, ain't nothing. Amen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, it reads, "And it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him." Mothers, this morning, don't give up. Amen. Don't give up on your children. Don't give up, amen, no matter what they're going through. Don't give up on them. Continue praying for them, amen. Those of you, amen, that maybe your husband's not here, your wife's not here, some of your family members, don't give up on them, amen. If anyone had a reason to give up, Moses' mother did. She had a reason to give up. They were killing these Hebrew boys, amen, these babies, amen, but she knew that there was something great. She knew there was something great, amen, for his life, and she wasn't going to give in, amen. We see that she did not, amen, but we see that she did not give up, and look how God honored her faith, amen. He honored her faith. He didn't honor her fear. That fear was there, but she rose above that fear. And we need to be people that rise above, amen, our circumstances like Sister Tammy did. She rose above, amen. Even though she went through it, amen, God blessed her. She's a blessed woman of God. She can testify today that she is a blessed woman of God and that she wouldn't change anything. You know, people would say, like, that's crazy. But you know what? God did something in her life. God did something, amen, that, you know, if that wouldn't have happened in her life, she wouldn't have known the things that she knows today. Maybe you feel like you failed as a mother. Maybe you feel like you failed as a father. Amen? Where do you start? Well, God honors repentance. We need to be men and women of God that repent, that say, God, forgive me. Amen? I've been there before, amen, where I've made mistakes, that I feel like I failed as a mother. I feel like I failed as a wife. I feel like I failed even as a pastor's wife. But I come to God, amen, and I repent to him. And God honors, amen, a repentant heart. Turn back to him. Confess your failures to him. Confess to him, amen. Confess to him. Begin to obey him wherever you're at today. It's hard to go forward if fear and the unknown have a grip on you. It's hard, amen, to go forward if fear and the unknown have a grip on you. But that's why we need to have trust in God. We need to know that God is going to see us through. We got to know that God is going to take care of us. See, Jochebed had faith in God. She trusted in God. She knew when she let go of this child that God was going to take care of him. Amen? And we need to know today that God is going to take care of us, that he's going to see us through. But we need to put some action. We need to put some feet into it. How many can say amen this morning? Remember what amen means. So be it. So be it. Faith in God will allow you to move forward. It'll allow your family to move forward. Amen. Because of Jochebed's faith, her son did not die, but he truly lived the life that he was called to. She didn't depend, amen, on her own strength. She depended on the strength of God. Amen. She knew she had to do this. And today, you know, you need to surrender. You need to tell God, if you truly want to see God move in your life, you need to start letting go of things in your life. You need to start letting go, amen, of the smoking, of the drinking, of the cussing. You need to start letting go of certain things, amen, that are holding you back. And I know that it's easier said than done. Because I've been there and I've done that. But we need to let go, amen, and let God take control. We need to let go and let God, amen, be the one, amen, in control. Not us. Our children depend on our choices that we make. Our children are depending on the choices that we make. I had to let go of my lifestyle. I had to let go of those things that were familiar. But I thank God that I was able to let go. I thank God that I wanted something better, that I wanted something more. And, you know, it's so sad, but today, like my son's father, he went back to prison, you know? And I pray for his salvation. I pray that he's going to get it right because I know God touched his life once. I know God can do it again. But I really believe God's going to use Alex. God's going to use Alex, amen, to save his father. I really believe that. We need to make good choices. We need to make good choices. The days that we live in, I mean, these times, it's crazy out there. There's so much killing, amen. There's so much abuse. The world is just getting worser. And we need to be right with God, amen? We need to be those people that stand out, not people that blend in with the world. Our children depend on our choices, amen? We need to let go and we need to let God. Let Him be in control. It's time for you to say, you know what? I wanna serve God. And when you want to serve God, it's not, you can't place conditions. Okay, I'll serve God when, or I'll serve God, but I got to do this. No, you serve God 100% and He's in control. We're no longer in control. I know I'm one of those people that when my husband's driving, I'm like that. What do you call that? Well, they call it backseat driver. But amen. And I'm like, I'm the one who wants to be in control, amen? And we always argue. Like, when I drive, he always talks about my driving. But I'm like, hey, I'm in control here. I'm the one driving, you know? And, you know, he'll say the same thing. But, you know, we need to let God be in control. We need to let God be our driver. I stand before you today. I'm a blessed woman of God. And I thank God for saving my life. I thank God for saving my life. And I'm not the person that I used to be. I'm not the woman that I used to be 20 years ago. And I remember, you know, coming in, sitting in the back row and feeling so alone and feeling worthless. Because I came, you know, to God with shame. You know, I did some messed up things. I had failed as a mother. I couldn't even feed my son. I was in shelters. I've been there. I've been on the streets. So I can say that I've been there and I've done that. But I've also known, amen, what it is, amen, to have an experience with God, amen. I also know what it is to have God bless your life and God knowing that He loves you unconditionally. And I'm not the most polished person, but I love God and I thank God, amen, for what He's done in my life. And you need to thank God, amen. We can't take God for granted. This world takes God for granted. Jochebed didn't take God for granted. She knew, amen, that she needed to be obedient. As the musicians make their way up this morning, I thank God, amen. And each and every one of us in here this morning, we each have a story. Just like Tammy had a story, amen. We each have a story in here, amen. But how is that story going to end? How is that story going to end? I want my story to end knowing, amen, my family, my children, amen, knowing that I served Christ, that I loved Christ, amen, that I wasn't in control. I didn't want to be in control, amen, but I let God be in control of my life. How is your story going to end, amen? Jochebed was blessed. When she put that baby, amen, in the river, and that the Pharaoh's daughter took him, and then her daughter Miriam came and said, I can find somebody to nurse him. Miriam came and found the baby's mom, Moses' mom. She was able to nurse that baby and spend time with her baby, amen? And when he was old enough, she gave him to the Pharaoh's daughter. But God bless her. Not only was she able to spend time with her baby, nurse him and be there for him, amen, the early part of his years of life, but she was also getting paid for it, you know? And God spared the life of her child because she stepped out. She wasn't trying to be like everybody else. She wasn't trying to do things like the world. Amen? Because she was a woman of faith. She was a woman that trusted God. And we need to truly be people that truly trust God and have faith in God. We're trying to win the city, amen. We're trying to go out there, amen, and bring people out of darkness.